You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And very pleasant. Good morning, everybody. As always, good to be back with you. This is the Marlins Rewind. And last night at Nats Park in Washington, D.C., Marlins Nationals middle game of a three-game weekday set. Trevor Rogers versus the right-hander Paulo Espino for the Nationals. And with a recap, as always, here's Glenn Geffner.
Back at our Lone Depot Park studios, Marlins fall to the Nationals 6-3 at Nationals Park on this Tuesday night. For one brief shining moment after Adam Duvall had a big home run in the sixth inning. It was looking good for Miami, but the Nats came right back. They've won the first two games in this series. They hand the Marlins their fourth loss in a row. Miami now 1-5 coming out of the All-Star break on this road trip with just one game left tomorrow night again against the Nationals. Tonight, Trevor Rogers started against Paulo Espino. Rogers, who pitched in his first All-Star game a week ago tonight, looking to start his second half off on a positive note. He pitched around a two-out walk to Juan Soto in the first inning, but in a scoreless game in the bottom of the second, allowed a leadoff double to Josh Harrison. Now he came back, got Jordy Mercer on a fly ball to right. He got Trace Barrera on a broken bat soft liner right back to the pitcher. So with two outs in a scoreless game, Harrison was at second. He had Victor Robles, number eight man, coming up. The pitcher spot on deck. They could have walked Robles and pitched to Espino instead, but they didn't. They went after Robles. 1-0 to Robles. Is a line drive out to center. Going to get down for base hit. They'll wave Harrison coming toward the plate. The throw home. Is going to come all the way through. Not in time. Now firing down to second base. Alfaro, and Robles is in safely. An RBI single. Second on the throw. And the Nats lead it 1-0. Robles came through with the pitcher on deck. Now, the same thing happened in the fourth inning. Still in a 1-0 game, Trace Barrera hit a two-out double. Robles came up with the pitcher on deck. This time they walked Robles, and Espino struck out, ending the inning. It stayed 1-0 through four. Espino was hanging zeros in this ballgame, doing a really nice job. He was efficient. Made it through five innings on 73 pitches. Trevor pitched into the fifth inning. He was at 60 pitches through four. He was much more efficient than his last two times out against the Dodgers and the Braves. In the fifth, down a run, he allowed a one-out single to Trey Turner. He got Juan Soto on a drive to the warning track in center for the second out, and trying to keep it a 1-0 game, went after Ryan Zimmerman, two outs in the fifth. Rogers, the 0-2, and Zimmerman drives one out to right center, going back out of Marte, still back, it's over his head, and up against the wall. Turner waved at third, he's going to score on a double by Ryan Zimmerman. The Nationals, with another clutch two-out hit, lead it 2-0 in the fifth. Two big two-out hits in this ballgame, and at that point, those were the difference. In the top of the sixth, the Nats went to the bullpen. Espino, who has not gone more than five innings in a start this year, pulled after five scoreless. Four hits, no walks, three strikeouts, 73 pitches, 49 strikes. He gave way to Austin Voth, who walked the first man, Eason Diaz. He then allowed a single to Starling Marte. Marte was 2-for-4 tonight, so the Marlins down 2-0, had two on with nobody out for Adam Duvall. Back at second, both fires, and Duvall drives one deep to left, way back and gone over the bullpen. A three-run homer to turn the ballgame around. Adam Duvall, number 21 in the season. He's got 67 runs batted in, and the Marlins take a 3-2 lead. Unfortunately, that lead would not last for long. Donnie pulled Trevor after five innings tonight. Five innings, five hits, two runs, three walks, three strikeouts, 78 pitches, 56 strikes. He will be second-guessed for the decision to pull Rogers from this game. We talked about it at the time. This is a decision that was made in the offseason in looking to protect the young Trevor Rogers' arm. They just are not going to push these young pitchers, especially, incredibly hard. They want Rogers to make it all the way through the end of the regular season. They don't want to shut him down at some point in August or September. So there will be nights he'll come out of games earlier than you would like. Tonight was one of those nights. And in the sixth, Richard Bleier, who'd been a red-hot pitcher, came on with a one-run lead. He got the first man, Jordy Mercer, on a ground ball to third. But then Trace Barrera doubled. Barrera went 2-for-4 tonight. He's 4-for-8 in the series with two doubles and a homer, a couple of RBIs. So the tying man was at second with one out in the sixth inning. Blyer got Victor Robles to ground to short for the second out. Barrera staying at second base. Then he went after the pinch hitter in the pitcher spot, Yadiel Hernandez. Another fastball in, caught more of the plate, looped out to left for a base hit. That's going to tie the game. Around third, Barrera, he's going to score, and it's 3-3 in the sixth. So a blown save at that point, charged to Richard Blyer, who then hit Alcides Escobar with the pitch. Escobar left the ball game. Gerardo Parra pinch ran at first base. Blyer thought that Escobar offered on the pitch, thought he swung at the pitch on which he was hit by the pitch, in which case it should have been called a strike. Based on the replays JP and I saw, we didn't think Escobar went around. Blyer was very heated, had a lot to say to Tom Hallion, the home plate umpire. Even after he got back to the dugout, pulled from the game for Anthony Bender, he was still going after Tom Hallion, and eventually Hallion had heard enough, and he ejected Richard Blyer. Bender came on in a tie game, and he inherited runners at a runner at second, another runner at first base, two outs, and Trey Turner was the hitter. Second in a 3-3 game, bottom of six, two outs, and Turner, a line drive to right. That's a base hit. That'll put the Nationals in front. Parra's headed to third on an RBI single by Turner, 4-3 Nats. And the Nats weren't done. Still two men aboard for Juan Soto. Comes a 1-2 bender to Soto, and that's a ground ball through the vacated left side. They were shifted against from a base hit. In from third base, Parra. Turner goes to third, and it's 5-3 Washington. No, the Nats got a 1-2-3 seventh from Kyle Finnegan on seven pitches. In the top of the eighth, the Marlins had Eason Diaz, Starling Marte, Adam Duvall coming up, but Daniel Hudson set them down in order, 1-2-3 on eight pitches, including strikeouts of Marte and Duvall. And in the bottom of the eighth, leading 5-3, the Nats went after Steven Okert, who was the fifth Marlins pitcher of the night. First man Okert faced was a pinch hitter, Josh Bell. On 2-2, that's a ball driven to left center field and deep. Sierra's back at the wall. Home run, Bell, a pinch hit, solo shot, his second long ball in the series, and it's 6-3 Nats. 6-3 was our score into the ninth inning. The closer, Brad Hand, came on to try to lock down his 20th save, and he didn't mess around. He struck out Jesus Aguilar. He got Joe Panic to fly to center, and then Jorge Alfaro bounced to second. Marlins go 12 up and 12 down to end the game after the Duvall three-run homer gave them that very short-lived 3-2 lead tonight. Nats come back and win it 6-3, and they've won the first two games of this three-game series. For the Nationals, six runs, 11 hits, no errors, nine men left. For the Marlins, three runs, six hits, and an error. They left four in the game. Kyle Finnegan, the winning pitcher, 4-2. Richard Blyer takes the loss his first of the year. He's 2-1. Brad Hand now 20-for-23 in save attempts. Time of the ballgame is 2 hours, 56 minutes. Nationals have won three straight after losing six in a row. They had started the month of July 2-11, but with this win, they get their record to 45-49 on this season. They're 27-24 at home. As for the Marlins, they've lost four in a row on what's now a 1-5 road trip so far. Miami's dropped 8 of 10. Go back to May 27th when the Marlins were just a game under 500 at the start of the day. They're now 16-30 in their last 46 games. They'll fall to 40-55 overall, a season worst 15 games under 500. Marlins with this loss are 18-34 on the road.
Marlins had a lead. They blow it. They fall to the Nationals. Now they'll have to try to salvage a game tonight. Kevin up at 7:05. Let's hear from Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the loss last night.
Thanks, Dan. Hey, Donnie, with Trevor Rogers, can you take us through the decision to pull him after five innings and 78 pitches?
Yeah, we had him at 85 pitches tonight, coming back off the layover. And it's kind of like all our guys coming back after the break. It's a little different when they've had that kind of time. So, yeah, we had him at like 85 and thought he was good tonight. Just missed some spots there. It seems like on the runs he gave up, 0-2 hit to Turner, kind of started it, and then 0-2 to Zimmerman and missed a spot on Robles. But other than that, I thought his stuff was really good tonight.
In the second inning, Donnie, after Harrison led off with that double, Was there any consideration of walking Robles with two outs and the pitcher on deck?
I mean, not really that early in the game. And with Trevor, I don't really keep turning the lineup over. So the second time through when they had the same situation, I wasn't going to give him another shot. But, you know, trust Trevor there that early in the game. Don't want to keep pushing it forward.
Thanks, Donnie.
Christina?
Yeah, Donnie, you mentioned that, you know, you thought Trevor looked good. His strikeouts were down. Is that any indication, like, you know, with him, just his success? Because, you know, usually he's a high strikeout guy, but I guess he's just getting outs. That's fine.
Yeah, I think outs are fine. Outs are fine. But, you know, it depends what kind of combos he's using, right, is where he's going to get his strikeouts and where he's going and when, setting guys up, things like that. So, obviously, the league knows him a little bit. They don't want to get to that changeup, so they're going to try to attack him early. I'm not sure where he's going to end up in at the end of the day. What kind of, if he's going to be a huge strikeout guy every time out? But obviously, his stuff's plenty good, and he'll just kind of continue to grow, and then he'll understand more about how to use his pitches and when he needs to get one where he needs to go.
I was just curious, Blyer seems, you know, upset in that sixth inning. What do you know, happen to know what he sort of took, you know, umbrage to?
Yeah, I mean, you know, Rich is a competitor and he doesn't like giving up hits at all. And probably the fact that he gives up a hit to tie the game there. And, you know, in his mind, he thought the guy swung at that ball. Seems like, as we were able to look at on the iPad, you know, you get a look at that quickly. The next inning, the guy didn't swing. I think he knows that now. He was just upset, and you know, I think a lot of guys are frustrated at this point, and that's kind of some of the things that you see when, you know, guys get frustrated and they're wanting to do well and they're wanting to win. And obviously, we get a lead, and you know, we kind of give it right back. That's frustrating for our club.
David.
Hey, Donnie. Obviously, you guys get the runs on the Duvall homer off Voth, but Espino seemed to give you guys a lot of trouble. Just what do you think made him so tough on you guys tonight?
You know, he's one of those guys that's just going to be an add and subtract. He's going to try to slow you down with the curveball, you know, change speeds with the slider, sneak the fastball in and try to spot it up on you. He's not really going to give in, and he's just one of those guys. He can keep you off. It's all about him trying to keep you off balance, and tonight he was able to do that.
Ethan.
Thanks. Hey, Donnie. With Trevor, you mentioned coming out of the All-Star break, that can be a huge confidence boost for a young guy like that. You know, you saw with Sandy when he went to the All-Star game. Did you kind of see that tonight with Trevor?
I thought he looked great. Honestly, he missed some spots, which everybody's going to do. And tonight they made him pay for it. I thought his stuff was really good. And Trev is, I don't think he's a guy that's going to get, excited to the point where he's going to quit work. And he's always got the blinders on and he's moving forward. And it's what's made him good to this point, and it's really what's going to make him good over the long haul.
All right, so that was Marlins manager Don Mattingly after the Marlins lost to the Nationals last night. Now they've got to try to salvage a game coming up tonight at 7:05, and it won't be Sandy Alcantara. He's been placed on the bereavement list. It is to be determined who starts for the Marlins. Whomever it is, they'll go opposite of the right-hander Eric Fetty, looking to avoid a sweep at 7:05. We're on the air at 6:35 with Marlins on deck. And as always, we hope you find some time to join us on the Marlins Radio Network, driven by AutoNation.